everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Tahiti is such a beautiful, exotic island. There are beautiful green islands and crystal clear water with lots of colorful fish. But there is something else interesting about Tahiti, and that is their sea captains. We'd like to play a clip for you from President Thomas S. Monson, who is the prophet of the church, from General Conference, April 2002, and it's from a talk he gave entitled, They Pray and They Go. Here it is in his own words.
Many years ago, on an assignment to Tahiti, I was talking to our mission president, President Raymond Baudin, about the Tahitian people. They are known as some of the greatest seafaring people in all the world. Brother Baudin, who speaks French and Tahitian, but little English, was trying to describe to me the secret of the success of the Tahitian sea captains. He said, they are amazing. The weather may be terrible. The vessels may be leaky. There may be no navigational aids, except their inner feelings and the stars in the heavens. But they pray and they go. He repeated that phrase three times. There's a lesson in that statement. We need to pray, and then we need to act. Both are important.
That's a nice philosophy to have in life. They pray and they go. Do we do that as we start our day or have some looming challenge ahead of us? Basically, it's to pray and then go to work, trusting that God will help us. There's a story we'd like to share with you today. It's about a mixed martial arts fighter named Rad Martinez, who is from West Jordan, Utah. This is from a video on YouTube called Rad Martinez, The Promise. Rad tells his own story in this video. He begins by saying, when I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. That's the kind of person I am. I made a promise, I meant it, and I'm going to keep it. If you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself. This personal philosophy Rad has about life will become more meaningful as you hear the rest of the story. Rad's been told he could become pretty successful as a martial arts fighter, especially if he had time to train more. But he says, I don't. The video then relates how he cares for his paraplegic father, Richard Martinez. He doesn't even know if his father recognizes him now after being in a car accident and suffering a traumatic brain injury. Their mother had died years earlier, so their grandparents were their caretakers. Rad talks about how his grandmother took care of him and his brother Levi and their father for the next 15 years with no break. It was 24/7, he explains. In the meantime, Rad becomes an All-American wrestler in college at Clarion University in Pennsylvania during part of that time. Rad says, but I knew eventually I'd be back to help. True to his word, Rad returns home after college. After he had been home about a year, his grandmother found out she had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She was so worried about Rad's father and would say, oh, Rick, I don't know what's going to happen to you when I'm gone. Rad would say to his grandmother, Grandma, I'm here. I'm going to take care of him. I am. Don't worry, I will. So Rad eventually becomes the primary caregiver for his father after his grandmother's death. Rad says, in the end, family is all you've got, and almost everybody will do anything to care for their family. Then he explains the daily routine of taking care of his father. At 6:50, Rad gets up, gets his dad's breakfast made. 7:10 to 7:15, he gets his dad up, brushes his teeth. By 8:20, breakfast is done. 10:25, he lays him down. At 11:40, he feeds his dad lunch. At 12, Rad eats lunch. At 1:30, Rad gets his dad back up. About 2 to 2:15, Rad helps him do physical therapy for 2 hours. This schedule is exhausting. You think about the amount of time involved to be a full-time caregiver for his father. Rad says that to become an elite MMA fighter, you have to train full-time. But he's lucky if he can get away for more than a couple of hours a day. His goal now is to get to the UFC, which is the Ultimate Fighting Championship. The video ends with Rad saying, I don't know where my MMA career is headed, but no matter what, it won't take me away from my responsibilities here at home. This is such an amazing story of love that this son has for his father. The dedication, the time, the service, the sacrifice that he gives to him is a great example of family love, but also of complete selflessness and love for another person. It's a touching story, and we wanted to leave you with that today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is called Not Too Far From Here, featuring Rebecca Lopez. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
Somebody's down to their last dime. Somebody's running out of not too far from here. Somebody's got nowhere else to go. Somebody needs a little hope. Not too far from here. And I may not know their name, but I'm praying just the same that you'll use me, Lord, to wipe away a tear. 'Cause somebody's crying not too far from here. Somebody's troubled and confused. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. Somebody's dying for love. Not too far from here. It may be a stranger's face, but I'm praying for your grace to move in me and take away. Not too far from here. Help me, Lord, not to turn away from pain. Help me not to rest while those around me weep. Give me your strength and compassion. When somebody finds the road of life too steep, somebody's troubled and confused. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten.